This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of September 2nd, and it's the news on the Edge, and hope you had a safe and happy and fun Labor Day weekend. Our local news we've got going on, rain ahead. I guess I say that every week, so we've got some rain ahead of us this week. Hopefully everybody stays safe and dry out there on the roads. On politics, there's a candidate forum on September the 4th for local elections where you can hear from some of the candidates. That's at St. Pete High School from 5 to 8 at night. So definitely turn out there so you know what those election folks are doing for us locally. New businesses coming up. Cafe Copa is open now, so that's 1043 Central Avenue. They do breakfast and lunch Tuesday to Sunday starting at 9 a.m. They have in-house coffees, espressos, breakfast sandwiches, lunch options, and then they've got a full bar in the new Cafe Copa as well. So with the daytime offerings, they extend the evening hours at Cafe Copa so that you can enjoy more room and more space there. Bar service, cocktails, hookah, live entertainment, and you can also have private events there. So beautiful space, great job by Max and Sebastian and the team. Bar Mezzo right next to Copa is very, very, very close to opening any day now. So if you've seen it, that's the pristine white building on the corner of the roundabout on Central Avenue. They've got their furniture all delivered. The old cargo containers have been moved. Get ready to be wowed. The Intermezzo team is one of the best teams in town. So they're going to have Intermezzo Cafe and Bar Mezzo up and running. Definitely check them out. Last but not least on our coming soon is 15th Street Farm. So on 15th Street, there's a farm just a couple of blocks outside of the Edge District, and it is amazing. It's got all of the different vegetables and some fruits and some just mushrooms, and they're growing all of their own food there. They're going to really accent the growability and teaching classes there and having dinner nights. And so check out 15th Street Farms when that opens. Could be any day now. Voting is over for Best of the Bay, and so now we're just getting ready to celebrate on September the 25th out at the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel, and that's celebrating all of the Bay Area successful businesses, and we know we had over a dozen Edge businesses in the running for awards, so we know we're going to have some of us celebrating out there for that. Events coming up, the Rays games, they have a home stand through September the 5th, so definitely get in there and check them out, and if you miss going to the games, watch them at Ferg's, or certainly when the Rays are away, if you're not traveling with them, go and check those games out at Ferg's, Enigma, and many of the other places that show that around the Edge District. Amplify Women's Empowerment Summit is coming up in our neighbor, the Grand Central District, September 27th through 28th at Coastal Creative. So we've got 2 days of great speakers and action for our women here in the area. The Edge Quarterly Cleanup is that weekend as well. So the Edge Quarterly Cleanup is September 28th. That's a Saturday from 8 to 10 in the morning, and we kick it off at Hawker's Asian Street Food, and we go all over the district and just make it real shiny and clean, and we thank Keep Pinellas Beautiful for helping get us all of our vests and pickers and gloves and bags. Another not-for-profit that we love in the Edge District is CASA. They do the work of angels, and they've got a scavenger hunt coming up on November the 2nd. So definitely go to CASA's website, find out more about that event, and we're going to have several places in the Edge District that are going to be stops along the way. Last but not least for events, Halloween on Central, coming up October 27th, HalloweenOnCentral.com. For all of those details, that goes from noon to 5 on a Sunday. 100,000 people, we partner with Grand Central for that event and shut down Central Avenue. Radio St. Pete is there, the Downtown Neighborhood Association, all of our 125 businesses, and then we also have a bunch that come into the district and set up, and we just have a good time with our community here in St. Pete. Drinking and dining in the district, 35 places, actually 36 places to eat or drink in the district now with the new Moxie open. So one of the things I wanted to talk about are there's some places you can play some fun games, whether it's video games, pool tables, cornhole, axe throwing. But check out the games that you can play in the district, whether it's at the Moxie Hotel, Enigma Bar and Lounge, Ferg Sports Bar, First Avenue Liquors, the Speakeasy Bar at the back has a fun little game to play. No Vacancy, lots of fun outdoor Connect Four and other games that you can play there in their outdoor plaza area, Green Bench, and so many more. So we are a very playful district, and we'd love to have you come and check us out. You can also live in the district. So we have 1010 condos. We also have rentals with Fusion and Central Flats. And then next summer, so summer 2025, Bell Points Viv is going to be open. So we're going to be welcoming 500 new residents to our district. And last but not least, we're getting our first public garage in the Edge District. That should be open Q1 of 2025. Hundreds of new parking spots, long distance, long time parking spots for folks. So check us out, facebook.com, The Edge St. Pete, or edgedistrict.org. Take care, and we hope to see you soon.